the support structure that is necessary, I alluded to. These support environments could be across campuses. So that's the first point. The research piece we discussed a little bit, and I think the general feeling was that there are several areas where new research is necessary. In the 21st century knowledge age, the process of learning is probably as important, if not more, than the mastery of content. We'll have to learn and relearn every few years. So these technology-enhanced environments are good for enhancing the process of learning, but additional research needs to be done. So I think I'm over time. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Now we'll have the Yellow Group, facilitated by Gabby Lang, and the scribe is Barbara Henley.
Good afternoon, and thank you for this opportunity, Mr. Chairman, Mr. President. We had a great deal of discussion. We tried to stay on task. We did our best. And I'm going to summarize where we ended up. We had question number one: what are the best options for using technology to expand access to non-traditional learners? We decided that one of the best options was the use of more technology. However, there are pros and cons to doing that, so we must get more sophisticated about how we go about it. And we also decided that we needed to create different classes and systems. We kind of concluded that technology in 2013 is necessary, but not sufficient. We can teach our courses with associated partners in community colleges and other entities. But we also needed to think about market segmentation. We decided as a group that was important. This means that we will need online courses, we will need hybrid courses, and we also need on-campus experiences for students as well. In other words, the different markets, addressing the needs of the different markets. We decided that we must be prepared to meet the learning needs of even non-traditional students, students who can learn on their own, as well as students who prefer interacting primarily with technology. So in other words, we needed to be prepared for all kinds of students who were coming to our campus. We believe that we had a role to make online education available, but the business model was vague to all of us. We do not know how it would work. You know, is it going to be more costly? Would we save dollars by going to more online, more hybrid models? I'm going to skip some of that. And our other question was number five: what are the arguments going to be to the next generation of students for the virtues of increasingly expensive, in parentheses, on-campus experience? Well, as a group, we decided that campus as a place is important for the educational experience. Why is that important? Because our business is not just learning, but it includes teaching, research, scholarship, and service. And for all of that to happen, we decided there needed to be a place for it to happen. In other words, the physical space, yes, is important. We believe that in the future it will be the same, but we'll have large lecture halls, will become more collaborative. They will be set up so that they're more interactive. And definitely there will be more communal spaces. They won't be the standard classrooms, traditional type classrooms in the future. That's not what students coming to campuses are going to be looking for. We decided that the campus experience, this is why we determined that it will always be a place or residential, because the campus experience carries a premium. That premium includes access to real professors as opposed to avatars or part-timers. It also gives